This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
From the Bears 40, Williams in the gun. Back to pass, fires left sideline and intercepted. Stingley's got it. The Texans with the takeaway. Derek Stingley Jr., he's at it again.
There it is, Derek Stingley Jr. I know somebody you said needs to take the bull by the horns.
Yep.
Yesterday, Clint. But speaking of Derek Stingley, if there's one thing you would like to see from D'Amico on Monday night, one thing, because this is a game, as I've said, and we'll talk more about it on Monday, but this is a game where I feel like the Texans probably shouldn't be threatened a lot. So there's some things that they may be able to pull off and do. But there's one thing you want them to do. You want to see D'Amico do. What's that one thing?
If there's a Stingley shadow game out there, this is it. In other words, we saw him play the Cleveland Browns two different ways last year. In the first way, Amari Cooper went off. In the second game, he got shadowed by Derek Stingley Jr., and he was absent in the box score. Derek Stingley Jr. locked his ass up. If there's ever a game out there for D'Amico Ryans, and I know D'Amico in the past has not always been a big shadow or match or mirror, whatever the hell you want to call it, he hadn't always been a guy that's super comfortable with that, no matter what his personnel is. But we've seen him do it. And if there's a game on this schedule where literally on the opponent's offense, there's one guy.
Yeah.
There's one guy that if he goes off, you could potentially have problems. This could be another one of those one-score games that you always talk about. This could come down to a damn field goal at the end of the game. There's one guy that can make that happen on the offensive side of the football for the Cowboys, and that's CeeDee Lamb. And he is a guy that, say what you want about Mike McCarthy, say what you want about the Dallas Cowboys, what they can and can't do. They're going to move CeeDee Lamb all over the damn place. And he is he is the most comfortable in that situation. He is literally an athlete. He's not a wide receiver. He's an athlete. And if you let him run wild, he will run wild. And I just think if there's ever a game to say, hey, when we play man, now you're not always going to play man, but when we play man, Derek Stingley Jr., I don't care where CeeDee Lamb lines up, you got him. There is no reason, Ron, in this particular game, there is absolutely no reason that Derek Stingley Jr. should be covering somebody else in a man situation. There's no reason that the Cowboys should be afforded the luxury of CeeDee Lamb being covered by Jalen Petrie in a man situation. There's Kadar Holman.
I was going to say, especially with Kamari Laster appearing to be potentially out of this game.
Yeah, even if Kamari Laster's in the game, it should never be Kamari Laster either. This is a game that definitely in critical situations, when you're going to play man-to-man defense, which you saw him try to play zone last week in a man-to-man defense and give the best player on the Lions team an easy throw in the ocean, catch. They have nobody else beyond CeeDee Lamb that should scare you in terms of your other DBs. And if they do, then damn it, you're going to have to show me before I let you use CeeDee Lamb to abuse me.
Because he'll line up everywhere in the slot.
There's just no, again, in, throughout the game, in between the 20s, you know, when you're when it's not situational football, when it's not critical moments of the game, I don't care what you do with him. But when it comes down to it, if this is a one-score game late, or you need to stop late, third and six, and you need to stop late, and we come to the line of scrimmage, and we've got Jalen Petrie on CeeDee Lamb, and all they had to do was make that happen was to put him in a slot,
yeah,
then shame on D'Amico Ryan. This game right here has got Derek Stingley Jr. locked up on CeeDee Lamb. Every single time they go man-to-man, every single critical situation, this is if there was a game made for that, Ron, this is it.
Yep, make it tough on him. Like, he's not going to have top-tier quarterback play, or, you know, for him, and so don't make things easy for him.
That's the other part of it, right, Ron? You got Cooper Rush out there who's got a winning record, obviously, with the Cowboys, but he's a backup quarterback at best. You want to sit there and allow him to get good and comfortable? Allow
just easy, like, right, easy throws.
Allow them to move CeeDee Lamb around and let him get in soft spots in the zones and in man-to-man situations. Let him get on somebody that he can create 4 yards of separation on, and you're going to let Cooper Rush. You might let him get comfortable, and then you got a more of a game on your hands than you thought. This is just one where you want to get after that quarterback. You want to make him uncomfortable constantly. You want to force them to have guys that you ain't never heard of beat you. And I know Tolbert's been good, and I know Ferguson's a good tight end. But, damn it, if those guys beat you, then so be it. But CeeDee Lamb cannot be the one.
No, I completely agree with that. And you saw, like, last week, they will. They'll run reverses. They'll put him in the slot. And the Eagles put their best corner on him, and he struggled. I mean, their offense struggled.
Ron, there'll be 5 to 8 snaps that I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right here. Because I'm going to assume this game's not going to be closed down the fourth quarter. So, but you look at the first half, there's going to be a critical third down. There's going to be a two-minute drive trying to get in field goal range. There's going to be – we may turn it over or something and give them the ball in the red zone. There's going to be maybe a red zone possession. There's going to be 5 to 8 plays where if you allow Derek Stingley to cover anybody other than CeeDee Lamb in a man situation, it's a big mistake.
No, I agree. They just – yeah, they don't have other guys that can hurt you. They get that, like that, yeah, that can hurt you. It's not like there's a sec. There's not like a T. Higgins to Jamar Chase out
the,
there.
The Tolbert kid's coming. He's a good player, whatever. But I mean, if CeeDee Lamb's going to catch a touchdown over somebody, it better be Derek Stingley. If
he's going to catch a cap.
Yeah, that's it. If he's going to catch a route in front of one of our DBs, it better be with Derek Stingley all over his back trying to break it up. It can't be in space, 4 or 5 yards separation. No traffic whatsoever running. It can't be that, not in those critical situations. So it's a Derek Stingley game on the defensive side of the football, and it's a match 'em up. I got you wherever you go, CeeDee Lamb kind of game.
All right. So that's a big matchup in the game. Right. You just don't like that. That's on one side of the ball. You just don't want to put yourself in a situation where Micah Parsons beats you, and on the other side of the ball, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where CeeDee Lamb beats you.
That's right. Bingo.
And really, those are just really the only two guys on the field, really, for them that scares you right now. All right. It's going to be a big Sunday. It's going to be good for Texans fans, for fans around, where you don't have to really worry about the Texans because they don't play until Monday, and you get to just sit back and watch these games. I ain't gonna make it easy for you. You got to pick one of these games. There are two headlining games coming up on Sunday: the Ravens and the Steelers, and the Chiefs and the Bills. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. Which game? Which game? You got to pick one. Which game are you going with between the Ravens, Steelers, and the Chiefs and Bills?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.